endorse Trump officially at a key time, right on the eve of the real election. I got to ask you 100 questions. We got to get you back on during the election. We're already in it. And so talk to my producers if you can when we go to break here in 5 minutes. But just in closing, any other key areas you'd like to hit, you'd like to talk about? I mean, I would just say, what is it that's getting so many Democrats like RFK and you to join this movement? I guess it's the only alternative to total evil, kind of putting words in your mouth. And what do we do more of here to show people, hey, we're not these Nazis. Come on. We don't want inflation. We don't want open borders. We don't want World War III. I mean, that's really the message. And you're right. Non-threatening stuff. Trump in the trash truck, Trump at McDonald's. Closing comments.
I mean, it's fine to be strong. I don't want to, I know you might get comments saying, oh no, this feminist is, you know, wanting to unman the MAGA movement. But I hope you know that's not what I'm saying at all. Strength in the right direction. You know, when he talks about protecting women, for instance, and children from crime, he gets massive cheers from all the women and the children in the audience. There's nothing wrong with strength. But yes, avoiding unnecessary personal insults. He doesn't need them. Unnecessarily violent language that can be taken out of context, as we discussed. But why did I walk away finally? You know, this day I never thought would come. The Democrats made it impossible for me to stay. They silenced my voice. The White House, for whom I voted, censored me for warning women about menstrual disorders from the COVID vaccine. But they also, you know, opened the border to the country I love. They have made my city unrecognizable with strangers from all over the world who haven't gone through the process my grandparents did to become American citizens. They broke our laws. You know, that's just the massive unlawfulness by opening the southern border. They, in New York State, where I live, they have a governor that wants to open a quarantine camp. I expect, you know, my husband and I will be first in line at gunpoint if she does manage to open it. They've gone full on tyrannical, and they put the person who was helping me save lives with the Pfizer Papers Project in prison. You know, Steve Bannon, nominally for other things, but I'm sure his bringing down Pfizer's profits didn't, you know, endear him to the regime. And they, as you can read in the Pfizer papers, they intentionally rolled out an injection that murdered, disabled, and sterilized, you know, a collective, an aggregate of millions of people. So you have to walk away at a certain point from the fascists. And also, President Trump has been, until most recently, doing some really smart things. He's been giving really inspiring speeches. I saw him at Bedminster in New Jersey at an event for Orthodox Jews talking about peace in the Middle East. And he had brought about peace in the Middle East in his last administration for saving Palestinian and Israeli lives. How can you not love that and want that? You know, he's saying no more wars. That's why they're trying to take him out. You know, how liberals are supposed to care about peace, right? And finally, he surrounded himself with people like RFK Jr. and Elon Musk and Tulsi Gabbard and people I really respect. He's being more inclusive in his language, naming and bringing on stage people of all races and backgrounds and religions, Muslims, Jews, Christians, and it's a big tent, you know, that he's messaging. So that is very, very moving to me and very important. And yeah, I'd have to be an idiot not to recognize that that's the right side of history now.
Well, again, my producers are going to talk to you in a moment. I meant to do this. It's our fault, my fault, but tell me the time you want to come on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. When I mean, we need you for any time with election coverage, the latest takes, and I want you to just host an hour or 30 minutes, whatever you want. People should follow you at Naomi Wolf there on X. You get the book, The Pfizer Papers, everywhere. It's incredible. I just started, I just got mine, so everybody needs to get it right now. Dr. Wolf, thank you for the next level information. I totally agree with you. All right, her video froze. There she goes. Get her booted back up and talk to her. I want to get her booked for election coverage. And we're going to be here with this incredible crew and all of you non-stop, ladies and gentlemen, during the election and in the aftermath and all of it. But, wow, what an incredible time to be alive. We got a huge guest coming up. Stay with us.
A new extremely important product is now available exclusively at the alexjonesstore.com, Ultimate Probiotic. This is a private label, but even made stronger of one of the top
highly recommended, highly rated brands out there today. And it's more than just a probiotic. It's got a whole bunch of known natural ingredients that boost your overall gut health and that detoxify and that helps flush out all the garbage in your body. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the attacks on our bodies, you have to understand that the gut is the front line. And if you don't have a strong gut, it's like not having a front door on your house or an engine in your car. The gut is so important. Probiotics are amazing and are documented for their great effects. Get this high-quality probiotic right now, Ultimate Probiotic, 60 billion, at thealexjonesstore.com. And I want to thank you for your support. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com. And again, I thank you for your support.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
We're getting Mark Mitchell, the head of Rasmussen, the most respected polling agency, hands down, in the world, on with us. Big article exclusive. Pollster explains why this election feels like Reagan versus Carter. We're going to be getting to that in a moment, but I wanted to briefly hit this, and I'll get more into it later, but I wanted to show you this. This is a big deal, because this is the establishment. I see more and more of this publicly admitting that this is a global realignment, not just against the left and BlackRock and all these globalist operations. It is a realignment against the corporate media, against all the lies, against the entrenched establishment itself. And they're in the Financial Times of London, the Wall Street Journal, and the New York Magazine. I've got it right here saying, okay, if Trump wins, we're totally over. We're dead because we can't make people vote the way we want. Well, you're trying to steal it, and the all the evidence is landslide, but again, that makes people apathetic. I'm saying they're going to try to steal it, so it's got to be a mega landslide. So after the Trump bump, there's now the Bezos ditch, and it says, I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message. Anonymous TV executives, if half the country has decided that Trump is qualified to be president, that means they're not reading any of the media, and we've lost the audience completely. A Trump victory means mainstream media is dead in its current form. That's basically what the article says, and Bezos is ditching the Democratic Party, just like we have now seen RFK and Naomi Wolf and Tulsi Gabbard and all these other prominent Democrats and liberals, because the modern Democratic Party is 1984 on steroids, World War III, inflation, open borders, total insanity. It's just mind-blowing that we've gotten to this position. And they're pre-programming everywhere violence, and Trump's going to kill everybody and taking any statements he says out of context. That is desperation. But we could not have a better guest joining us than Mark Mitchell, the head pollster at the hands-down most respected large polling organization, the most accurate large polling organization. There's big outside groups that do analysis of that. RasmussenReports.com. And he is the director of polling operations. Mark Mitchell has a diverse background with experience in operations, finance, venture capital, and private equity with a strong foundation in mechanical engineering. Mark has held leadership positions at various notable companies such as Walmart, e-commerce, Jet.com, and JP Morgan Chase. Rasmussen Reports is a nonpartisan independent electric data company specializing in the collection and publication of public opinion polling information. On X at Mark_R_Mitchell, RasmussenReports.com. So, Mark, thank you so much. I know you're busy. Hopefully you'll join us on Election Day or in the aftermath. You've got the floor. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, I'd love to come on Election Day. And listen, I'm about to get my first weekend off in a long while. Half the country's already voted, and we're wrapping it up today. And I'm willing to break news here. I literally just finished processing our final national popular vote call. We've had Trump up 2 points, like literally the entire fall. The last call, you know, we sharpened the pencil a little bit, played with the weightings. Trump 2.4, but it rounds up to 3. So I guess we'll see. There's a lot of people there with us, like Wall Street Journal, Atlas Intel, Forbes, Harris X, and a lot of other really good pollsters. And what you're not hearing in the media is that, listen, the national popular vote, if it's right, Trump's sweeping these states in a way that we haven't seen since like Reagan, Carter in 1980. And of course, they had a spoiler in there, a third party spoiler, and we don't have that now. But Trump really could. I think there are reasons that Trump might outperform the polling. Trump really could pull a 4 or 5 point win. And I, of course, you might not want to hear that. I mean, we're in the phase where Republicans want to get everybody out to the vote, and maybe bad news is a little bit better for that. Well, if you want bad news, go to Real Clear Politics. Everybody's dumping their final suppression polls right now. But we have a situation where, listen, in four years ago, Joe Biden got 4.5 points in the national popular vote, and he barely won the swing states. And then 8 years ago, Hillary Clinton got over 2 points, and she lost the swing states. So the national popular vote is 3 to 4 points left of where the states are going to be. And listen, maybe I'm right a point or two, but with Donald Trump tied or winning the national popular vote, he should be, knock on wood, doing 3 to 4 points, in a win in every one of the battlegrounds, which means he sweeps them all, subject to them hanging on for weeks to count all the overseas ballots. So I think that's really where we're at. And again, all of the early data, in my opinion, shows that we're seeing depressed Democrat turnout in traditional blue centers. We're seeing massive turnout in rural areas. And all of the state polling we put out this week shows, we asked people, when do you plan on voting? There's still a lot of people that plan on voting on Election Day. And depending on the state, they say they're going to go Trump by 8 to 12 points. That's huge.
I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I've seen a bunch of them. I'm not a pollster like you, so correct me if I'm wrong. I've seen a lot of state polling and local polling out of like Virginia, North Carolina, a lot of places that people that have not voted or have only voted once the last four elections, I've seen different numbers, that they're going 90% or higher, and that that's a key indicator that they're going for Trump, and that's some type of record. Can you quantify that or tell me if I'm wrong?
Yeah, basically, we haven't, like, there's only so much we can do. We only have four people. We're not like Morning Consult with $300 million in revenue in order to influence news in the country. And we've been watching as much of the early data as we can. And people have been tracking, you know, whether people have voted in previous elections or not. And the signs are, is that low propensity voters, voters who haven't voted in past elections, are overwhelmingly Republican. And one of the cope cycles that you hear right now is, oh, well, Republicans are doing better, but it's just because Donald Trump told them not to show up on Election Day. And that's, our numbers just show that's patently wrong. I mean, they are cannibalizing some of their Election Day vote, but with an 8 to 12 point advantage on Election Day for Trump, unless something major happens between now and Tuesday to suppress the vote on Tuesday, you know, a blizzard or you know, false flag, whatever, right? They're going to show up and crawl over broken glass to vote for Donald Trump. What we've seen previously is the Democrats build this massive, what they call a firewall, this bank of mail-in ballots where they have just complete and utter supremacy in the early vote. And all the time on Election Day, the question becomes, well, are the Republicans going to show up enough to dig out of that hole? And we're just not talking about it this time because it's totally flipped the script. We're in a situation where in most cases, Republicans are performing 10, 20, 30 points better than they did 4 years ago. And again, in most of the states still down, but Democrats have always overwhelmingly voted by mail, and they're just not as much this year.
I know it's hard to quantify with so much data, but I get mixed signals. Are we seeing a bigger shift of women to Trump, or is it just Hispanics, blacks, men, and Hispanic women? I mean, where is Trump making gains? Because clearly he had a bigger success in 2016, didn't perform as well in 2020. Right. And I believe the evidence was stolen, but it wasn't as big a turnout. But to what I see on the ground, I go all over the country – I mean, I'm seeing massive numbers of women that were Democrats that I know and in public that I don't know and online saying they're going Trump. What are you seeing there?
So this is a really tough one to answer, and it's going to take a lot of digging into the exit polls, because where we're at is a situation where we don't know how much the polling reflects the reality. Don't freak out. Like, let me explain that. When we poll over the last 4 years, what we've seen is that people who respond to our poll overwhelmingly have shifted towards Trump. Hispanic voters, depending on the poll, now actually go Trump when they, you know, Trump lost the Hispanic vote massively to Hillary Clinton. Black voters, depending on the poll, say by 30% that they're going to vote for Trump. And 18 to 39 year olds, he's roughly tied to down a few points. Now, there is a difference among women, too. Trump wins by 7, 8, 9 points with men, but loses by 2 to 4 points with women. So those are all important things. But the problem is that when you ask polls now, everybody says, oh yeah, we're definitely going to vote. And with this massive political realignment we've seen, where Trump is redefining the Republican Party, and a lot of people care less about party politics and more about personality politics, what we've been doing is tuning our polls to identify the people who have changed their minds. And to get into the inside baseball, one of the ways we do that is asking people how they voted in 2020 and making sure that our sample shows that we have enough Biden supporters, something that a lot of pollsters are oversampling Biden 2020 supporters. And when we're not, we're fixing it to make sure we have enough of them. And still we show Trump winning because so many people have changed their minds. But what that's not helping us pick up, and what we may be seeing now, is people just sitting on the couch. And so, yeah, my polls might say that Trump wins 30% of the black vote, but we may see a massive decrease in black turnout just because they don't want to go vote for Kamala Harris. So I think we're starting to see those kinds of signs in the early vote. And then one of the cope cycles has been, well, women are turning out big. And so obviously Trump's doing bad because he has a disadvantage with women. Well, like, women show up to vote more early. They just do. And so we expect that to be the case. But as you put up on the screen, in my poll, and again, it's one poll, but we're seeing the same kind of pattern across multiple states. Yeah, women have an advantage. It was like 3 points in Pennsylvania. And men say they're going to vote on election day by 8 points. So no matter the metric, and almost every single state, every one of these things points to the fact the Republicans still have gas in the tank, and that's what a lot of people are trying to bury their head in the sand about on Twitter.
Well, Mark, I'm not a scientific pollster like you are an engineer, but what I do look at is statements from the left, the establishment media, and their rhetoric, and they are behaving like they know they're going to lose. They're already saying, Raskin, all of them, take an hour to list it all. The listeners have all seen it and heard it, but that they're going to have civil war conditions. They're not going to certify. They're going to drag it out for weeks. They're getting caught in all sorts of chicanery, and the Supreme Court strikes down the illegals voting in Virginia. And that was a big wake-up call for folks that didn't know that was going on in a lot of states and didn't follow the other federal rulings, basically saying leave them on the rolls. So that's a huge wake-up call. And so there's so many factors, but I see body language and behavior by the establishment Democrats, and they are the establishment. You know, 90% of the big corporate money is going to the Democrats, not Trump. They are the establishment. We're the rebels. I'm seeing just behavior that they're preparing for doom, but then saying they're just going to try to turn the whole chessboard over or create so much disinformation that the election is so confused, and then they're claiming everywhere, as you know, that Trump supporters are going to go kill pollsters, or not pollsters, kill poll workers with no evidence.
Yeah.
So it's really dark. You mentioned the word false flag. There's a lot there. What do you think of what I just said?
Well, I think you're right. You're legendary and better at predicting these things than I am. But I mean, listen, if you think cynically about the Democrats and the powers that be and how strongly that they want to keep their kleptocratic oligarchy in D.C., we've seen assassination attempts. And this isn't like, this isn't something that 5% of the voting population are talking about. We're starting to see massive numbers of people that suspect that there's majorly bad things. We got like basically 3 out of 10 voters in the swing states that say they trust the federal government. 60% of people that say the media is the enemy of the people. Hey, like, how about Mockingbird Media? Is that like a fringe conspiracy theorist? No. 64% of voters think it's at least somewhat likely that the intel agencies are seeding our political news with talking points. So, I mean, like, across the board, Republicans, like over 70% of them think there was going to be another Trump assassination attempt after the second one down in Mar-a-Lago. So they see this, and things are getting really bad in the country because of it, because of the increased gaslighting. Now we have almost 7 out of 10 voters think that there's going to be cheating in this election. And we asked about political violence as a response to the election results. We asked, how likely is it that there will be a violent reaction if Kamala Harris is elected? 51% of voters said at least somewhat likely. 47% said the same thing for Trump. So regardless of who wins, voters think that there's going to be a violent reaction. And of course, they probably disagree about where that comes from. And overwhelmingly, it's actually Democrats. Over 60% of Democrats think there's going to be a violent reaction. And that's because MSNBC and CNN are telling them like every day that Trump is the second coming of Hitler. So that's where we're at. I mean, if Trump wins, I think anything's on the table. And listen, like 3-4 weeks ago, you could cynically list off 5 or 6 things that, despite the polling, which has always shown, in my opinion, that Kamala Harris is losing, despite the polling, there were things that they could have done to win this. If they had somehow convinced Biden to resign a week before the election, they probably could have won this. They could have had wall-to-wall coverage and about the passing of the torch and all this media fluffery, and it would have crowded out all the news cycles. Kamala Harris is basically losing every single news cycle now, and half the country's already voted. So they kind of already, like, they had their chance to do stuff ahead of Election Day. They got 4 days to figure out how to prevent as many Republicans as possible from turning out to the election. The election is not yet won for Donald Trump. He's doing a lot better than he has before. A lot of people have voted, but he needs that Election Day turnout. And what's really crazy is we're not talking about one state. I mean, we're talking about, sure, a lot of emphasis is going to be put on North Carolina and Pennsylvania. I think the polling all looks really good. The early turnout stuff looks really good. And so they have to do, I mean, we're talking about, we just put out a poll where Trump was down 2 in Virginia and down 1 in New Hampshire. On Election Day, we might see those as early flips. So we're talking about the entire board. And again, maybe they'll just concede and say, yeah, Trump, but we had 2 assassination attempts, the convictions, 2 impeachments. It's just naive to say that all of a sudden they're going to relent.
Well, that's my concern. And it's like waiting for the shoe to drop here. And I'm just a dad. I'm just an American. And I see the level of lying. Like, take his statement. Clearly, that's a cliched statement because it's true that, hey, these warmongers love war so much, they should go overseas and let, strap on their gun and body armor and go fight. And they turn that around and say, Trump calls for her murder, shoot her in the face. Yeah. He could have said it better, like, imagine, she has children. Does she want them to go die in these wars? They would have said he was threatening her children there. But, at the same time, people, though, aren't buying that. The more they lie about Trump, even when he does stuff that you could say was wrong, they're not going to buy into it because he's been accused of so much crap he didn't do.
I think the media jumped the shark, and I think that Donald Trump has completely dominated new media. In my opinion, none of this stuff, the Puerto Rican, like none of it has moved.
All right. Mark Mitchell, your video feed froze up. Do we have him back? All right, let's reconnect with him because I wanted to ask him about congressional races, the House and the Senate. That's really important too. I know this is stressful for everybody. I'm somebody that pretty much always has no problem sleeping. I enjoy sleep. I don't sleep a lot, 7 hours a night, 4 hours a night, constantly waking up. And I'm not drinking caffeine past 4 or 5 o'clock, even though I worked up here till 10 o'clock last night. I went to bed at 1, woke up at 4:30. We used to all need to pray, give it to God, and vote and just educate people and point out we're peaceful. We don't want World War III. We don't want crime on the streets. We don't want to hurt people. We don't want to kill liberals. And I know it's easy to say where they bait us, like swallows, well, I'll use troops on you. And we're like, well, we'll deal with you. And it's important people to also know if they go there that's all a paper tiger. But we've really got to point out we're the peaceful people. Mark, you're very gracious to give us time. I know you got to go in about 5 minutes. You tell us when you want to come on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You're there, even if it's a 5-minute hit. Again, the head of polling there at Rasmussen. In closing, any other tidbits you want to put out for people? And then House and Senate races. I know those are so important to everybody. I love the technology of video links, but when it rains, it pours. So we're going to try to get him one more time. Next time we'll get him on the phone because it doesn't matter if we can see him. He's got great information. And I call him a big polling agency. They're big in that they are listened to and huge, but they are a small one. But they've got the most accurate, predictions out there. They're actually trying to find the truth, and that's the difference. And polling gets discredited because so much of it is just paid for in lies. But at the end of the day, my biggest polling is I've been on air 30 years. I've been very well known for 20. And I go out in public all the time. And I know when I get mean stares and people say mean things. And it happens every 6 months now. It used to happen every day if I went out in public. I still got a lot of love, you know, 95% love, but it was a lot of hate. It just doesn't happen. And I get so many people come up to me and say, man, I think you were wrong. I apologize. I said, it's okay. I get it. I used to be brainwashed too. But again, you're not a public figure, so you don't experience that, which is great. Being a public figure is not fun in many ways, but you do get the ability. It's a gift that you don't have. You just have it because you're famous, that you really get to. It's like you're a polling agency in and of yourself. And you're like a walking billboard for what they see you as. And the system is trying to say that I'm Satan incarnate. I'm the most evil person on earth. All these lies. And because the system is so discredited and so hated, people go, well, he must be good if the system doesn't like him. And the same things happen with Trump. And Trump is far from perfect. Neither am I. I just criticize it with Naomi Wolf some. And it's easy to Monday Morning Quarterback. We're trying to help him. And I criticize myself. I hear stuff I say sometimes and say, boy, I could have done that better. Because we've got to really have a high responsibility here in the situation because we're about to take the country back. I mean, we've already done it mentally and psychologically, and it's a political realignment all over the world. It's happening all over the planet. And so now we've got to govern. We've got to fix things. We've got to, you know, navigate all the tricks that because the power structure that we get Trump in is not defeated. But instead of the globalists having the initiative, we now have the initiative. And the way we win that is by absolutely delivering on what we say we're going to do, being honorable, being gracious to the general public. You know, when it comes to the globalists, hit them hard with the truth. Don't back down. Don't let them intimidate you. But you know, Naomi Wolf's right. We've got to be gracious. We've got to be magnanimous with the public. Mark Mitchell, thanks for the time. Sorry about the feed. I don't know whose fault it is, but it doesn't matter. In closing, any other tidbits and what's happening with the congressional races?
Yeah, listen, there. I think we're set up for another polling miss. I think all the polling is going to be left again, maybe not as much as before. I think that's really good news down ballot, and I think polling the states has been hard. A lot of people have seen Republican senators trailing. They should trail less. I already shown enough senators winning that we should have at least 3 seats of pickup. It could be a 4 or 5 seat pickup in the Senate. And what's also been interesting is that the generic ballot used to trail Trump a lot earlier, 21, 22. And they've kind of caught up. And I don't think it's because people love Republicans more. I think it's because they don't like the Biden administration. And so with the generic +3, +4 Republican ballot, we should see another modest pickup at the House. So I think it'll be a sweep. And again, I mean, you're talking about a lot of data, a lot of polling, a lot of facts that point to Trump's going to do well or do really well. And the only thing that, you know, the Harris people have is that, well, maybe this time the polls overestimated Trump support. Maybe this time something really bizarre is happening in the states. Or maybe this time, you know, they get a flood of stuffed ballots from somewhere exactly in the places they need. But I can tell you this time they do not have the polling cover that they had in the past.
Incredible. Talk to you soon. Mark Mitchell, Mark_R_Mitchell on X, RasmusReports.com. Talk to you soon, sir.
All right. Thanks so much.
We'll be right back with big news. Stay with us. So I'm just asking you to keep me in the fight. And we got great t-shirts and incredible blow you away supplements and everything at our great sponsor, DallasJonesStore.com. There's a VIP section on there that I noticed was getting really a lot of traction, and because I hadn't really, you know, because other folks own this, other folks that are great run this, the folks at Big League, great Patriot backers, Total Patriots, J6ers, you name it. I didn't realize how good the VIP thing was. So when I saw this the other day, I said, I better talk about this. So if you're a member of the Alex Jones VIP Club at AlexJonesStore.com/VIP, or there's just a big link at the top of the page, this is a critical time in our nation, and we don't know what the future holds for the operation. The following information I'm about to relay to you is imperative so we can stay in touch, you can get great products, and keep me on the air one way or the other along with the crew. Monthly member credits. Every month, as a VIP member, you get $40 of free store credit. Did you hear what I just said? That's right. It's like money in your pocket for the best products on the planet. So you pay $30 to be a VIP, and then you get $40 free. That's $10 you make. All the Alex Jones products, the best prices. We're talking about 10 to even 40% off the already existing sales. So some stuff becomes lost leaders in the store 24/7, 365 days a year. This is an unbeatable pricing you'll never find anywhere else. Automatic double entries in any of the giveaways, like the awesome turbo diesel super truck, $138,000 value, plus $1,000 cash. The winner of the sweepstakes will be announced on the 30th this month. You want to win? I know you do. As a VIP, you'll get double entries in every single giveaway. No effort, just double your chances just like that. Exclusive VIP-only giveaways. This is where it gets big, folks. VIP members get entered into their own exclusive giveaways every month. Nobody else is allowed in these. Early access to products, promos, and giveaways. VIP members get first access to new products, promotions, and giveaways before anyone else. You're in the know. Oh, and did I mention orders over $99? Free shipping. We're not letting shipping costs slow you down. It just goes on from there. So, thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. Or just at the top of thealexjonesstore.com, you see the VIP button. We're fighting the new world order. I don't have billionaire backers. I am not controlled by anybody but my own soul, my own brain. I'm trying to do the best job I can. Thealexjonesstore.com, it's up to you whether you want to back the number one broadcaster that the enemy hates the most. I mean, they literally hate my guts. Because they know I'm for real, and I can't be bought, and I can't be intimidated, and I'm wild, and I scare them, and I don't know why I'm such a lovable, friendly person, but Satanists and pedophiles do not like me, and that's good because I don't like them either. And look, we've already done irrevocable harm to them; we've already just devastated them. I mean, world government, the new world orders, everywhere is being talked about. The whole world's turning against them. They're super dangerous because they're throwing the kitchen sink at us to try to keep control. And I just don't think at 50 years old, after 30 years, when I understand things better than I've ever understood, that I should let these criminals, these globalists, run me to ground. So, I don't give up. Vince Lombardi, winners never quit and quitters never win. I mean, I have moral fortitude and will and commitment. I just instinctively can't stand these people. I know they're super dangerous villains. I know they want to break all of our wills and make us super poor, to dictate total control over us with a social credit score, and that it's a super high-tech system of slavery. And you look at the globalists, they're the most slithering, disgusting snakes and scum. And are we going to sell out our species like this? I mean, it's just, this is a joke. This is ridiculous. We're changing the world. They want to censor everybody because the globalists are weak.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak. How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Couldn't be. War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic, you turned to the now High Chancellor, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent. But if you see what I see, if you feel as I feel, and if you would seek as I seek, together we shall give them a 5th of November that shall never, ever be forgotten.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
Well, we're living in just insanely historic times. We have a guest coming up, and they have all the documents. And I don't say this to say I already knew this. I say this to say I know it's true, but he's done a lot more than anybody else to expose it. How George Soros and the federal government with state governments are knowingly bringing in the illegal aliens and then signing them up to vote for at least a decade. And then you see the federal court saying, yeah, illegals can vote all over the country, and the Supreme Court slaps it down Tuesday. But only in one state, Virginia. I mean, I know it's hard for people to believe illegal aliens are voting. I know this audience knows it. You're as educated as I am or as informed. But the public's like, come on, the government's letting illegal aliens vote and then lying to us about it? Sure. So if this next interview in 25 minutes, if 100 million people saw it, and if Congress had hearings on it, they would then dismantle it. But in transportation bills and others in the last decade, and the guests will lay it all out for you. I've got stacks over here. They have put laws in that just sound like it's voter ID or sound like it's driver's license ID or sound like it's this or that. And then it lets the illegals get in the database. And then by law, it keeps it secret for their privacy, which they tells you your privacy. And then there's these hacks of everybody's social security numbers so they can also have that all synced up. And they put the databases with these think tanks together. And then Zuckerberg goes out and buys all the voter data stuff for $400 and something million. And then they just put it all together and then they can steal it. But if you get double the blacks, double the Hispanics, and a bunch of non-voters to start voting, that's the fight right now. Can they overpower? Because that's who it is. It's black people waking up, Hispanics waking up, and, you know, whites, blacks, Hispanics, Asians that, you know, that have never voted or voted once or twice in their life. That's what the polls show. They're coming in record numbers, 90% in most states for Trump. So people are kind of waking up in the last minute of this, you know, that, wow, we're really screwed if we don't do this. And I'll be completely honest. Stuff is so screwed up that the Machiavellian part of me goes, if they steal it from Trump and try all this crap, they're really done faster. But it's not right to be an accelerationist and to say, oh, screw it, let it all go to hell. Some conservatives are like that, of maybe 5%. I would say it's not rare, but it's not common. Democrats are accelerationists. I'd say half of them. I mean, most of the professors and leftists and operatives, they know it's all lies. They know it's all crap. They know they're wrecking everything on purpose. They say that in their books and publications, Great Reset, all of it. That this is all crap. Blow it up. But every time you get one of these leftist, Jacobin, communist, it goes back to the French Revolution. That's where communism comes from, not Marx and Engels. They just codified it into a new, you know, new flavor, new package. Every time you get these people in full control, they turn off the food and start killing everybody. And yeah, they kill the leaders of what they overthrow, or if they get quasi-control, then they finally get full control, they kill their main opposition. And folks, everybody's analyzed it. Naomi Wolf is super smart, big historian, and she'll tell you this is a classic signature of total takeover, concentration camps, whole nine yards. And it ain't Trump setting it up. The left's openly set this up. All over the world, the UN's like, yeah, we're going to start putting people that question the next lockdown in jail. Yeah, those camps are for people that question it. And in Australia and some European countries, they were putting people in the camps that were speaking out. Or, oh, you complained while you were in the camp. You're staying here an extra month. So how do you get camps operating for political dissidents? You use the global pandemic fear. And people ask, well, you know, how did Jones, because they find videos 10 years ago, 20 years ago, you know, the most famous was 14 years ago, 2010. And I'm saying they're going to build pandemic camps and make you stay 6 feet apart, make you wear masks, and that's just training for a total control society with a cashless society. You'll have to have your cell phone to leave your house. Well, China's already had that for 7-8 years. I didn't predict any of that. And I keep, one of their hosts would say, I'm not legendary, like the Rasmussen head pollster just said. What I am is one of the few people that actually go see what the engineers, the social engineers, are doing. And this is really important. Yeah, I'm legendary for the false perception that I just know this stuff out of the ether. Yeah, I've had a lot of psychic events, telekinesis, things in my life, and I haven't shared a lot of it. But that's everybody has some of that. That is not where I'm getting the majority of this. from God. God gives me the will and the strength to fight these people and knowing we're going to win and it's the right thing to do and God's watching. That's my one audience of one. And God gave me the brains to go read the arrogant publications. I mean, Bertrand Russell wrote a book in the 50s. I forget the name. I read it like 20 years ago. I could ask Jay Dyer. He'd instantly know the book and have it on his bookshelf and open it with, you know, all you look at his bookshelf, it's just all full of little papers and notes. And he'd read, you know, 20 quotes from different books he wrote saying, we're putting stuff in the shots to dumb you down and control you. And we'll adulterate the food and break up the family. And humanity will never know what hits you. And, you know, I mean, I know all of this because they're open about it. And if people then go, oh, he didn't just imagine all this and it came true, he's Nostradamus. If people would actually just go, well, what did he actually say about fluoride 30 years ago? When they put it in the water after World War II, in most cities and towns, about 65% still, and in Europe, it's like 20% or so. England's like 50% last time I checked. It's the second worst. They had thousands of doctors and toxicologists and chemists all over the place saying, you're not putting that in the water. That's super poisonous. That's roach poison, rat poison. Just type into Google and click images. If I say it, they'll probably go delete it, but they're deleting everything right now, it seems. But you just type in fluoride pesticide, and you'll see all the old cans. And it'll say for killing rodents, or it'll say for killing bugs. And it's just sodium fluoride. And that's what they put in the water. Except they make it worse. They turn it into an acid, make it way stronger. And then finally, federal, you know, government comes out 3 months ago and says, okay, it does lower IQs and gives you cancer. And then all these people go, oh my God, how did Alex Jones know this? How did I know it? It's freaking bug poison. I mean, I'm putting it on screen right now. Sodium fluoride insecticide, effective against cockroaches, water bugs, lice, and poultry, and on poultry. So you put it on your chickens so they don't have lice. So I got hundreds of new articles and video clips and all this craziness to get to, and I will. It's just at the end of the day, I was reminded of this by Candace Owens yesterday. We need to go back to the globalist plan to understand the future. It is back to the future. If you know the plan from 100 years ago and the plan from 80 years ago and the plan from 30 years ago and the plan from 10 years ago, I mean, if you go read the Club of Rome, Limits to Growth, if you go read and listen to Paul Ehrlich on TV in the 70s and 80s, he's still alive doing it. He's like, humans are a disease. We need to get rid of almost everybody. And, you know, we're going to show the family as bad and break up the family and make all the role models that are male look stupid. And he's on TV in 1979. Dozens of clips are on YouTube that I've seen. And then other Bertrand Russell clips and other ones where they're like, well, under the new socialist world government, we will assess you every few years. And if you're not useful, we'll kill you. I mean, they're on TV saying this stuff. And I'm like, hey, sodium fluoride's bug poison. And the study show doesn't help your teeth and gives you cancer and hurts your fertility. And then we're not living as long, we're more unhealthy, our IQs are lower, our sperm's dropping, and fluoride's just one of the things they're doing. So they got away with that. And so now they've moved on to mRNA self-replicating HIV spike protein nanotech. And all I'm saying is they're putting HIV spike nanotech in people? Like, is that good? I mean, I would say to my enemies, the other talk show host and leftist and the Young Turks or, you know, the FBI director. I mean, like, this is the club you're in where you're the self-appointed people. And believe me, the FBI director has been read in on this. It's State Department Memorandum 200. That's just one of them. Official U.S. government policy 1972 to do all this. Anybody can go read it. And I'm just like, why are we doing this? Like, this is really crazy. Why are we starting World War III with Russia? Why did our so-called elites give all the industry and power to China? I was talking every adult I know, not just in Austin, but in California and Arizona and Florida. You think you're in a conservative area, you're not. Sure, maybe you vote that way. Maybe it's not as bad as a leftist state, but every parent I talked to with private school or public school who has children in elementary school, preschool, middle school, high school, every female guest I have on here, I had one on last week. And she's like, yeah, my kid's four and they are secretly at the expensive private school. I just, you know, take him out, brainwashing him that he's really a girl. And then I was talking to a mother last night and she was saying, oh yeah, you know, our daughter's in Trinity, an expensive so-called Christian school, and they kept it secret from the parents that they were telling the kids they were transgender and all that in the elementary. And then she was telling me, because she knows my wife, about one of their friends at another private school. And they put their kid in this expensive private school and they go meet the teacher today and they go, oh, the teacher's not there. And then their kid goes in and it's a man who says he's a woman in a dress with a fake breast, all of it. And there's rainbow flags everywhere. And everybody knows about this, but I mean, this is everywhere. And their kid's already enrolled. It's hard to get to school. They're trying to find another school. And I said, it's just better homeschool them. Just pull them out. I mean, look, I got all this news to hit. It's just, this isn't happening organically. This is funded by BlackRock. This is funded by MI6 and the CIA that created it. To literally have the schools, public or private, form a secret relationship with your child about their sexuality before they're even close to puberty as a form of pedophilia, not to just rape them, but to rape their identity and screw them up and put them in a cult. And they sell this thing of, well, be nice to people that are like that. I don't dislike an adult who wants to say they're another gender. I don't hate those people. The system wants to make it, oh, you want to kill them, you hate them. No. And most of them were hit by chemicals and brainwashed. They're victims. I'm talking about the full assault on children. And it's funded. The schools are given grant money, public and private, to literally destroy your children's future. And you have to aggressively expose it. You have to explain what it is. So if they can't kill you in the womb, they're going to slowly poison you. And if they can't kill you in the womb, they're going to sterilize you. And that's what transgenderism is the popularization of depopulation. I mean, it's just totally premeditated. And it's admittedly premeditated. And that's why I harp on this. Because I've got stacks of headlines again today of Red State and Daily Caller and Breitbart and Town Hall literally saying, oh, the liberals are so incompetent, they're dumb, they're stupid, they don't understand. They don't know the COVID shot doesn't work. They don't know that the kids that are transgender are committing suicide because they're in the cult and the drugs do that and the brainwashing. No, they know exactly what they're doing. Down to the low-level people. They're people that sign on to what the power structure wants for money and prestige. And look, if we had a decent power structure and you're good and wholesome and work hard and you get promoted, that's great. But when the system's anti-human and against you and destructive, you don't take pieces of silver from it. That's stupid. Again, I liken it to a mousetrap and a piece of cheese. When you put a piece of cheese out for the mouse that you're sick of crapping on the floor and getting into your food, are you being nice to the mouse? No, you're going to kill it. And it's the same thing with fishing. Are you giving a bass or a perch a worm or a minnow? No. You are catching the fish. You give it 5 calories of food that cost you almost nothing to get 1,000 calories of its flesh. And so all the welfare and the money and the systems all sounds great to help people, but it's all to social engineer and make you dependent and make you domesticated and make you obsolete. And so that's really my message. I can argue politics and angles of things and show you incredible videos all day and interesting factoids. But at the end of the day, the social contract has been destroyed, not broken. Because broken sounds like it happened on accident. No, the rug's been pulled out. And you can be delusional and work for the system and empower evil. But you're not going to have to wait to be hurt by that. You know, 20 years ago, serving evil, you might have got some money and, you know, felt like you were doing good. We're down to the final executions of this thing. And it's hell on earth. So I tell the mercenaries and people out there who are serving this, you are suicidal. I want to play this clip. I got so many, but... This is Evita King, niece of Martin Luther King Jr., rips apart Mark Cuban for comments and saying that, you know, smart women, you know, don't vote for Trump. Here it is.
Heads up. Mark Cuban just said, and I quote, "There are no strong, intelligent women around President Trump." Cuban's words are mean, sad, and misogynistic. And the left can't even define what a woman is. I am Evangelist Elvita King, and I pray for my friend, President Donald John Trump.
There you go. So here's a microcosm. Well, it's a big slice of the world and the media and culture, so it's actually a big mountain of evidence. This article I mentioned where they say the executive said the mainstream media is dead, they've been destroyed, and you know, Brian Stelter has this comment that, yeah, it's the media, the current media is dead. Well, yeah, and so you killed yourselves. I mean, they've been corrupt and lying, a lot of them, for a while, but they weren't unified liars. And so how did that work out for you? I mean, you've destroyed yourself. It'd be like a great restaurant that's been there 20 years and has great quality, great food, and then somebody buys it and says, well, we got a big name. We'll make more money if we feed people crap food and get cheaper chefs and don't have the best cleaning crews and the best policies to save money. And yeah, a bunch of people start getting food poisoning. Within months, that restaurant will have half the people. Within 6 months, it's closed. How is it smart to take something good that's working good and burn it down so you're in charge of it? And that's the globalist model. Now, for the ones up on top that see collapsing society, they'll come in with the bank money and buy it up. I mean, yeah, for that tiny little globalist group, they see it as good for them. But all of you serving it are destroying your own future. And then I speak directly to the globalists and I say, and now we've identified you, the general public knows you're behind it, you won't get out of it either. So stop it. All right, we're going to go to break. Come back with this huge news on how the scam's working. And this is a key area because this is going viral everywhere. People are finally ready for this truth. Because I've been covering this for a long time, but this fellow coming up does a great job breaking it down. Has fought lawsuits dealing with it. How are the illegals getting on the voter rolls? How do they keep it secret? It'll all be explained. The smoking gun coming up. Now for this, the products that we have at our great sponsor, the AlexJonesStore.com, are sensational. And it's a simple business model. Sell you the most popular, highest rated, game-changing supplements. And we just go out and private label, whatever's the top rated, not the hottest. It's really easy. So when you use it, you get a great effect and you like me and you buy more and we stay on air. I like a restaurant, again, that has good quality food. And then you fund information that's about as accurate as it gets and hardcore and truth-centered so that we can have a future together. Treat people like you want to be treated. So you really need the new supplements there. You need the Ultimate CMOS powder capsules. They're even twice as strong as the gummies. Those are coming in soon. And all the things that superfood does. Because it's not just the Irish CMOS concentrate. It's 20 times the strength per gram of CMOS itself. That's on the back of the bottle. It's all rated, top facilities, you know, all that. You need Ultimate CMOS. You want to experience the HydroForce. It's a vitamin mineral system with all of the key electrolytes. So good for you. Post-workout, pre-workout, just delicious drink to have for your family. There's all the other great products of the winners here. We have a great concentrate gummy, very strong, of elderberry. You always want concentrates. Yeah, elderberry juice is great, but you want the concentrate. You know, really strong, super antiviral, so good for your immune system, especially this time of year. All the great t-shirts, all the other amazing products, hoodies, ball caps. We will announce in 2 weeks the winner, because under the law of sweepstakes, you got to wait till all the mail-ins are in for the great truck and the $10,000. We thank all you that entered that. But now's the time to get the t-shirts. A lot of them are limited edition, and they're what's going to keep this show on air. We are 12 days out to the potential shutdown of InfoWars. Because it's up on the chopping block in federal bankruptcy. We get good owners, good buyers, we continue on. We don't, this is all. And the bad guys have said to the U.S. trustee, if they get it, they want it shut down when their wire clears. And so I've been told, be prepared to be shut down the 14th. We'll be on the air to the last minute. And there is backups and things, but it is takes a lot of money to do this. People say, well, just have your show from your house on X. I have the reporters, the crew, the reports, the videos, the articles. We're a machine. I'm not against anybody at their house or whatever. This is a real operation, and I want to expand it. We're on satellites. We're on radio. We're on TV. We're number one on a lot of systems. It takes money to win a war. I sell you great products, a symbiotic relationship. Go to thealexjonesstore.com/VIP right now. We'll be right back. Unless you've been hiding under a rock, you know that the pesticides that are in our food and in our water destroy natural gut health, not to mention all the chlorine and chemicals in the tap water that then also gets into the crops and the food. It's just all around us. So the globalists have been doing this by design. Bill Gates is basically investing billions of dollars in trying to manipulate the guts of people with so-called mRNA vaccines. It's insane. But all the research is just overwhelming that happy gut means happy, healthy body. We now have the ultimate gut combo with the ultimate probiotic with 60 billion, super high quality, with this baby, Ultimate Gut Cleanse. Now, these are both private labeled, some of the top brands in the country. Our sponsors had to make it a little bit stronger, so it's proprietary. And the probiotic's very exciting and just a foundational thing that everybody should be doing. This is amazing. It's not just a gut cleanse. In fact, we may rename it down the road to Gut Cleanse, Detox, Anti-Parasite, Pro-Prostate. Because it's concentrated, it's super strong, and it's got the gut cleanse, it's got the anti-parasite, it's got the saw palmetto for not just your prostate. It's good for all your glands. But even the government's admitted for decades, saw palmetto is insane. Look it up. So this is beyond a gut cleanse. It's got the trifecta going. I don't have time to read to you all of the amazing ingredients in this, but you can get Ultimate Gut Cleanse for 30 to 50% off, depending on how many bottles you get. And you can get Ultimate Probiotic for 30 to 50% off, depending on how many bottles you get. Or you can get both together in the Ultimate Combo for 50% off as an introductory offer right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And it's going to keep the broadcast on the air. That's a win-win. Please take action.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.